This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, folks. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Follow us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You know where to send us on email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, hello to our friends over at thehackersparadise.com and to those of you listening to this on their THP mobile app. And of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon and Zexio. Folks, today we have a very special guest on the show. He is Mr. Scott White. He is the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Scott and I talk a lot about the newest from Hogan, and those are the Icon Irons, which are essentially the replacement for the super popular Fort Worth Blades that were, which were very popular here at Golf Unfiltered as well. Folks, we'll get to the interview here in a second, but I think take a couple minutes. By the time that this podcast episode releases, we will have already been, at least in Illinois, under shelter in place because of the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. I don't want to sound tone deaf, of course, to world events. Obviously, that's the biggest story on the news anywhere you are, globally, to be honest. But we also understand that you download these episodes for a distraction. You want to think about golf, especially if you're in an area where you're not able to golf anymore. And that's why we haven't really mentioned too much about it on the podcast. Now, just to, kind of pull back the curtain a little bit, we typically record podcasts here a couple weeks in advance. We've got a little bank of episodes that have yet to be released, and so it's always hard to kind of time when these episodes will be released along with, world events that are going on. And so just wanted to mention that briefly. Obviously, we are taking this very seriously, and I know that you are as well. I hope that you are. There's a lot on social of, videos of younger people in particular still grouping together, going on vacations and whatnot. It's just not the right thing to do at this point. And so hopefully, by the time that this episode airs, things will be calming down a little bit. We remain hopeful. We try to stay safe and we try to stay healthy. And I hope that you're doing the same. All right. With that being said, once again, we are speaking with Mr. Scott White from Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company on today's show. Hope you enjoy it.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. And on today's podcast, I am very excited to welcome on Mr. Scott White. He is the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf. Scott, it's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Hey, Adam, likewise. Thank you very much for having me.
So you've obviously got a lot of buzz around Ben Hogan Golf over the last couple of years, and a lot of that has to do with the direct-to-consumer model, with the unbelievable pricing that you offer for some unbelievably high-quality clubs. And we're going to get to all that, Scott, but before we do, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about how you got started in the game of golf?
Yeah, it's a longer story than I'd like to tell, but the short version of that is that I grew up in New England. My dad was a great player, very good player, amateur player. Spent a lot of time caddying for him and just really got hooked on the game that way. And then went to school. I played a little bit, not super competitively, but went to school up in the Boston area. When I got out of college, I wasn't really quite sure what I wanted to do, anyway, gravitated to Spalding Sports, the old Spalding Sports Company, and quickly became a product manager for Top Flight Golf Balls, and coincidentally enough, Ben Hogan, when Spalding owned that brand back in the late 90s, made a move out to the West Coast when the golf assets of Spalding were bought by Callaway in, I guess it was about 2002, spent more time there running the marketing function. Made the jump over to TaylorMade, which was considered, you know, moving from the Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees at the time. big rivalry there, obviously, but spent a few more years at TaylorMade, and then True Temper for a little bit, and now back at Ben Hogan, where I've been since 2016, I guess it was. So it's been a little bit of time now.
And obviously Ben Hogan being a name that everyone knows in the game of golf, and certainly the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company is a name that a lot of people are aware of as well. I mean, I'd imagine that even with the journey that you just described, with the name and the brand itself, there's probably a lot of expectations that come along with it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's I mean, and arguably the most iconic brand in golf. And, you know, we're very aware of that. As I just described, I've, you know, been around a lot of great companies in the golf business, but, you know, never one that's had the history or the heritage of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. And that's really due to the man himself and his great professional achievements. So, you know, I look at it as a big responsibility, you know, not only a responsibility to the company, but really to the man himself and everything that he accomplished. So we take that pretty seriously.
You know, what's interesting, Scott, is when you go and log on to benhogangolf.com, right away, you see the mission kind of right out in front. And there's a very intriguing message that you have on the main webpage here. Golf has gotten too expensive. We're changing that. What is Ben Hogan doing right now to change the expensive nature of golf?
Well, it really all boils down to, you know, how we pivoted our business model about 2.5 years ago. You know, we just looked at the way that, you know, golf industry has changed over the past 20 or 30 years. And, you know, it's really hard for a niche brand like Ben Hogan. You know, and that's what we are and what we always want to be is, you know, a niche brand for better, more serious and more accomplished players. And ultimately just said, we can't, you know, use the same playbook as the big guys. We can't, you know, we can't be at retailers. We don't want to hire a big sales force. We don't want to have huge advertising and marketing budgets, you know, all of which those expenses need to be at some point charged back in the price of the product that consumers or golfers pay. Mm-hmm. And so we're really just taking advantage of modern e-commerce trends or modern commerce trends. And there's more and more stuff being bought online every day, more and more big ticket items, every day as well. Mm-hmm. You can buy a Tesla online these days if you want. And so it's, you know, it's been an interesting journey for the past, you know, since mid 2017, but one that is really resonating well. And as more and more golfers, you know, understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and what the benefit of that is. And ultimately, as you said, it's very competitive prices on very good tour quality product. You know, we see nothing but upside for what we're doing. It's a great business model and one that, as I said, has been very successful.
And that's wonderful to hear because obviously we're a huge fan of you guys as well as the listeners to this show. And you mentioned the tour quality products. And listeners, Scott's not just saying that. I mean, I've had the chance to try these products for a while as well. A couple of the guys that help us out over here at Golf Unfiltered have tried them as well. But what's really important to point out is that you actually work closely with customers to really custom fit the clubs to them. Maybe talk a little bit about how you have that connection with your consumers.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have as close a connection, if not a better connection, to our consumers as anybody in the golf industry. In terms of OEMs or equipment manufacturers. I mean, again, our customers are our direct customers are the end users, you know, golfers who will go out and play golf. They're not retailers and they're not, you know, people are sort of middlemen. So, you know, we talk every day about, to end users about what they want, what they're looking for. And to kind of jump around a little bit, you know, as part of the Ben Hogan company's history and heritage. I mean, product is job number one, two, and three. And so, you know, we're very, very aware of Mr. Hogan's mission when he started the company back in 1953, you know, what he wanted to do, what he was trying to do with equipment. You know, quality and performance was critical to him. And that's, you know, that remains our mission today. So, you know, everything we make is forged. Even our putters are forged. So we've got, you know, forged irons and wedges, obviously, which is the backstone of the cornerstone of our business. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we make putters and hybrids and drivers and fairways as well, all of which are forged in some way, shape, or form, which we just think is a better way to make a golf club as opposed to investment casting, which is obviously a lot cheaper and easier to do, but we just don't think that's the way, you know, Mr. Hogan would want clubs made these days. So to answer your question specifically about how to get fit, there's a lot of different ways to do that. The short version is if you just need a kind of a basic information about, you know, what club should I, what club fits, iron model fits my game best, you can go on to a website, and there's a tool called Hogan Fit. That'll give you some, you know, really high-level direction about wedge bounces and driver lofts that you might want to think about. But if you really want a dynamic fitting, you know, if you want to figure out exactly what shaft is right for you, or you know, what length or lie angle, you know, we encourage golfers to either see their local PGA professional where they can get a fitting done. Or you can certainly go to, you know, we just launched a club fitter and club builder program. We're now accredited club fitters around the globe carry Ben Hogan products. So Club Champion is our, you know, most recent partnership. And they've got they have most of our product in the store, but they can get all of it. But there's also a list on our website of, you know, smaller independent shops. And you know, it's a growing area for us. It's been great so far. We just launched the program at the PGA show this year, so we've only got, you know, a couple of months of history under our belts. But again, so far so good.
You know, and it's funny because you go, listeners, to benhogangolf.com, and there is the Get Fit option at the top of the page there. And I just went, as you were talking, Scott, I went ahead and I entered in my address, and within a 20-mile radius, folks, there are three locations where I could actually go and get fit for the Ben Hogan Club. So it's extremely convenient, and you're really trying to reach as many people as possible with this unveiling. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, we're trying to take out any and all reservations that people, golfers, might have about buying golf clubs online. Yeah, we're doing it differently, but we think we're doing it in a better way. And, you know, part of the challenge for us has been because we're not at retail and we're not out at the big demo day ball beater conventions, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to try our product, to touch and feel it. So, you know, not only can, you know, they go into a Club Champion or a club fitter, but, you know, we also have a demo program whereby we'll send out, some, you know, for $20, we'll send out some clubs to you to use for a couple of weeks, try them at, you know, your range or, you know, put them in your bag, and better yet, try them out on your golf course and compare them to what you're playing right now. And so there's plenty of ways to try the product. That shouldn't be an obstacle for anybody.
And as far as the number of clubs or the different types of clubs that you offer, I mean, you offer everything from woods down to putter, as you mentioned. And, you know, everyone kind of gravitates, at least I know I do, I gravitate towards the irons because they're just absolutely gorgeous. And you've got, right now, currently, you've got three different offerings. You've got the Fort Worth irons, of course. You've got them in chrome as well as in black. The PTX Pro irons and then the Edge irons. But I also understand that you got some other things up your sleeve that maybe we could tell our listeners about.
Yeah, well, actually, we just launched a new set of irons a week or so ago called Icon, which will ultimately be the replacement for the Fort Worth irons. These are true, you know, they're classic Hogan, beautiful muscle-back blades. Not for my game, but for a more accomplished, you know, kind of competitive player. But you know, they are throwback Hogan blades, really, really good looking and traditional, not a lot of bells and whistles on them, that, you know, a lot of, it's just clean graphics. And so those are our most recent launch, and those have been great. As you said, like the Fort Worth irons, they come in the traditional nickel chrome finish and then the diamond black metal finish, which is, you know, people are, I'm surprised people become concerned about the black metal finish because they have said that other manufacturers' finishes chip off, and this is not paint. Our diamond black metal finish is it's a proprietary process, and so it's actually more durable than the chrome finish is. But, yeah, we do have some other things coming in April and May. I'll spare you the gory details on those,
sure.
But I would just ask people to take a look at the website on a regular basis because there are some exciting things happening, and we're really, really, as I said earlier, proud of the product that we're putting out. Some interesting things coming.
You know, I will echo the sentiment about the durability of the diamond black finish on the irons. I've got a very close friend who actually helps out with the website every so often who plays at least the black Fort Worth irons, and they look as brand new. He's been playing them for over a year. They look as brand new now then, and he's a pretty avid player, so it's actually it's pretty impressive that they still look that clean. So good work on that.
Yeah, thanks. It's actually a process that we put together with our one of our head suppliers, and I can't talk too much about it, primarily because
sure.
I don't know, but it's an additive to the metal itself as opposed to a finish afterwards, and it's extremely, as I said, durable and looks great too. I mean, the black, it's not a jet black, it's more of a, I don't know how to describe it.
Almost like a matte black,
but a muted
almost.
Yeah, but it's a really cool look, and we get a lot of players, not only good players, that have been gravitating to that.
And so earlier you touched a little bit on how you use customer feedback, and or at least you receive a lot of feedback and you want to implement or utilize that feedback for future designs. What are some other ways that you utilize customer feedback?
Well, we listen closely about, they're a great source of information about, trends in the industry, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what sort of products they're talking about is, you know, they're interested in trying. We talk to them quite often about, golf bags, for example. It's an example. You know, we up until just recently, we only offered a one model stand bag that came in a couple of different colors, and I just didn't think there was any market, quite honestly, for a big staff bag or a Sunday bag. I just didn't think that those were viable. But you know, just the sheer number of calls and emails we receive from people saying, "Hey, if you ever come out with that kind of stuff, it's they want to." Our customers are extremely loyal, and
mm-hmm.
they want to carry the Ben Hogan signature logo and banner, you know, on the course and even off the course. So that was a good example of us listening to them and being able to come out with something that they were asking for. If you looked at traditional data and you saw how the number of staff bags across the industry that were sold, never would go into that business. But
mm-hmm.
but again, we listen pretty closely to what they want. I'll tip my hand a little bit. They've asked a lot about combo sets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to piece different parts of sets together, and that's something we're looking at very carefully. There's going to be some news on that here in the very short term.
That's fantastic, because I know a lot of players are going. I mean, I play a combo set currently, and it's the way that people are going these days. And I think there's a lot of benefits to it. What's also interesting that I wanted to touch on a little bit here, Scott, was you already mentioned the fitting process, the ability to go to Club Champion, for example, and other partners to get fit. You touched on the demo program. But Ben Hogan also offers additional ways that make getting these clubs in someone's bag even easier. I mean, you have a trade-up program and you offer financing. I mean, it's almost as if at incredibly competitive prices as well for the clubs themselves. I mean, you're just making it incredibly easy for people to get these in their golf bag.
Yeah. As I said earlier, there really shouldn't be any obstacles. Certainly price won't be an obstacle because, as you said, our factory direct or direct to consumer business model really allows us to minimize all of our overhead. And the other big component or part of that equation is there's no retail markup. I mean, when you go to buy any product in a store, whether it's a set of irons or toothpaste, you know, you're paying a premium to go into the store, you know, 40, 50, 60%. And there's none of that in our clubs. So, you know, generally speaking, our irons are, and well, really all across our product line, we're about, you know, two-thirds of the price of a competitive set. For mm-hmm. example, the Icon blades that we just talked about, fully forged blades, are $770. You know, I've looked at some of our competitors' pricing, you know, for similar muscle back blades, forged blades, and you're looking at, you know, $1,300 or $1,400.
Oh yeah.
So in a lot of ways it's wholesale pricing. But yeah, you know, we've also kind of tried to eliminate all sorts of other issues or challenges that we might have had. The financing option, you know, we work with a company called Klarna, which is very popular in Europe. And, you know, you can split your payments up over, you know, 3-4 payments and not pay any or very small interest charge. You know, there's free domestic shipping on orders over $500. And the trade-up program, as you just mentioned, has been really a great way to justify buying a new set of clubs when you know that, you know, going into the purchase of a new set, what our partner will give you for your current set. So if you've got, you know, a set of irons that are laying around in your garage or a driver that you don't use anymore, you can go on to benhogangolf.com and we'll give you a quote for, you know, we'll pay you for that after you buy the new set of irons. And it's a way to help mentally defray the cost of the new clubs. You know, a lot of guys will buy, as I said, a set of irons for $770 and be able to get, you know, $150 or so for, you know, a set of wedges that they may have that are just kicking around, not doing anything. So all of a sudden, you're really only out of pocket, you know, $500 or so. Even my wife would allow me to do that. So,
yeah, I think mine would too. Actually, maybe she wouldn't. Who knows? Yeah. You never know. but
yeah,
you know,
there's certain things you gotta keep kind of on the down low. So that helps us.
That's right. We gotta stay occupied, especially in these times now. So once again, listeners, we're talking to Mr. Scott White. He's the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. And you know, Scott, we've talked about. We've touched on the quality of the product. We've touched on all the different ways that we can get the products into people's golf bags, as well as the mission behind Ben Hogan. And you touched on the direct-to-consumer model. A question I like to ask folks is, you know, what's been the biggest surprise for you since during your tenure over at Ben Hogan? And what's been the biggest challenge?
Those are both good questions. I mean, the biggest surprise, I don't know if it's a surprise, but the biggest satisfaction I've had in the past 2.5 years, again, since we've kind of pivoted to this business model, is how well it's been received. You know, people, as I said, it's taken a little bit of time for people, A, to understand the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company is back in business. B, you're still making the great equipment that the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company has been known for 65 years. But the challenge for us, or one of the challenges, is really educating people about how we do business. You know, you're not going to walk into a Golf Galaxy or a PGA Tour Superstore or Dick's Sporting Goods and see any Ben Hogan product there. And so that's, you know, it's just really an education thing, telling people that, hey, when you can go in and you can buy golf clubs the traditional way, the way they've been, you know, bought and sold now for many years. And there's benefits of that, but there's, you know, some downfalls of that as well. Just trying to get people to keep Ben Hogan on their radar screen when they're making a purchase decision is really our challenge. So we do that a lot of different ways. We have an email list that we use pretty regularly, and we do a lot on social media. You know, we do some advertising on broad-based media vehicles like the Golf Channel, really just for what I'll call, you know, air cover to again remain top of mind. But we're trying to keep our costs low because, as I've said, at some point, some way, those have to be passed along to the consumer in the price of the product. And, you know, that's really what we're trying to minimize. you know, our goal is to really try to make the game as affordable as it can be, so that people either go out and take lessons or you know, golfers go out and play more golf. I mean, that's what the game is about. And I hear, you know, too many stories of, you know, golfers spending a, you know, a fortune on golf clubs and then, you know, either not playing well with them or not having the financial resources to go out and play golf. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're trying to avoid altogether.
Now, the last question I got for you here, Scott, is probably one that is talked about a lot during your leadership meetings, I would imagine. And I'm speaking directly to the fence sitters, the players that have been bought in for years, perhaps at a big box or a big brand, and they're interested in Ben Hogan. They're interested in the story and the mission and the availability of it, but they're not quite ready to make that leap. What's the one piece of advice or the recommendation you could make to those people?
I would just ask them to do their due diligence and their research online and read the testimonials that we've received from other fence sitters or people who've bought from us. You know, I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating, you know, 90 some odd percent of the people who buy from us come back to us, you know, really quickly and buy more product because they're just, it's almost a too good to believe kind of scenario. There's just question about how can this be such great product at these prices, but when they really understand what we're doing, it makes an enormous amount of sense to them. So, you know, read the unbiased reviews online. You know, certainly check out our website. You know, there's a lot of product information there, but there's some good information about, you know, how we do business and how our business model works. I think that the smart consumer or the well-informed consumer is always going to gravitate to us. And, you know, it just makes sense in a lot of different ways. You know, Amazon has certainly changed the world, and I venture to guess that there are very few people who haven't used Amazon or bought something else online. So, you know, why not golf equipment?
That's a very good point. Once again, folks, that is Mr. Scott White. He is the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. And once again, the website is benhogangolf.com. Go out there, check out everything that they offer, including the new Icon irons. Scott, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Yeah, likewise, Adam. Thanks for having me, and let's plan on doing it again before the season's over.